USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said that public employees who worked on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic and died from COVID-19 will receive the death benefits that are normally reserved for people who die in the line of duty.
And I want to make sure that we repay that, not just by saying thank you and running nice television commercials, right? That's why I use the words of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. You want to say thank you, show that you're grateful. Show the respect. The least we can do, what we must do, is for their families, those who died from the COVID virus, make sure they get the appropriate death benefit.
He listed transit workers, emergency responders, and public health care workers as examples. The state has not released official numbers on how many frontline workers have died from COVID-19, but Politico reported that at least 183 New York City employees have died from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The coronavirus crisis threw at least 2.1 million Americans out of work last week, despite the gradual reopening of businesses around the country. The latest job figures from the U.S. Labor Department bring to 41 million the running total of Americans who have filed for unemployment since the coronavirus shutdowns. There were some encouraging signs. The overall number of Americans currently drawing jobless benefits dropped for the first time since the crisis began, from 25 to 21 million. And first-time applications for unemployment have fallen for 8 straight weeks as states gradually let stores, restaurants, and other businesses reopen, and the auto industry starts up factories again. Organizers officially canceled the Boston Marathon for the first time in its history and ending a 124-year run that had persisted through two world wars and another pandemic. The race, which draws a field of over 30,000 and had already been postponed from April 20th to September 14th, will be replaced by a virtual event in which participants who verify they ran 26.2 miles will receive their finisher's medal. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the big cable news channels has been cleared in a First Amendment lawsuit, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Fox News winning a First Amendment lawsuit against a Washington state-based public interest group called Washington League for Increased Transparency and Ethics, or WashLight. It sued the network in early April, claiming its coverage violated the state's consumer protection laws by engaging in what it called a campaign of deception and omission regarding the danger of the international proliferation of the novel coronavirus. A Seattle judge dismissing the suit, saying WashLight had failed to establish a case, and he noted that its assertions do not hold up to scrutiny. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They are also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.